Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
He certainly expressed to me that he is disheartened by the demoralizing and abhorrent comments made by President Trump about the judiciary.
That right there was Dick Blumenthal talking about Neil Gorsuch, the nominee for the Supreme Court, who is upset about the way that Trump has attacked the judiciary, especially as it pertains to what's going on with this moratorium, travel moratorium or travel ban, as some people are calling it. And he is really, you know, he is disheartened by that. And I tell you what, I'm sure Trump likes the pushback. And it's a very interesting thing to hear somebody who's still in the nomination process that you just nominated, yes, less than a week ago, but you nominated for something that you right now are tearing down, which is our judicial system, which has its flaws indeed, but you are hopefully going to be one of the 9 judges that are sitting on our Supreme Court. And you love the law, and you're going after the guy that nominated you. Very interesting. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Ryan, what's happening?
I think we need to have about a 120-day moratorium on all immigration. Give everybody a chance to catch up. And then I think we need to cut immigration back to about 25 or 50,000 people a year. You've got entire regions of this country where nobody speaks English. And eventually we're going to end up with a Kosovo on our hands.
Well, here's the thing, right? And I appreciate your call, man. And thanks so much for holding on. Here's one of the big things that I think people need to understand is immigration is kind of becoming a necessity. We're not having as many kids as we used to. The Western parts of Europe are struggling because they're not replenishing. And it's going to be more and more that way. Think about what we talked about. Was it last week we were talking about Japan? Where Japan is at a point now where they're going to be down from like 100 million people to like 80 million people in the next, you know, decade or so, because people aren't reproducing. They're not even dating. You're going to find the same thing here. It's not even just about, you know, bringing people in here to work cheap or this, that, and the other. A lot of it's also replenishing what we've lost, because this younger generation is not having kids, and they're not having the kids the way that we did, the way our parents did, our grandparents did, which is they're not having 2, 3, or 4. They may have a kid. And yes, there's something to having a smart immigration plan. There's something to that. Now, will our government come up with a smart immigration plan? Hell no. What's in it for them? Our government is a reactionary government when it comes to stuff. They're the kind of people that only react when it's at the point where it's beyond repair. They're not forward thinking. They're not a government that's trying. Private business is forward thinking. Government is reactionary. Private business is trying to think about how I can get you to buy something tomorrow. How can I get you in my store? How can I get you to buy my widget? How could I get you to watch this? Reactionary is what government is. Government isn't going to react until it's absolutely necessary. Until it's so broken that you have to fix it or else. And the immigration system is completely broken. And I have been a proponent of us taking 30, 60, 90 days as a moratorium to look at the vetting process, especially as a new government comes in, knowing that the old government really was very sympathetic and led with an empathetic heart more than a brain at times when it came to some of these things. And maybe they got it right. Maybe, you know what, Trump comes out and says, you know what, they got it right. We looked and it's you know, we may still get 1 or 2 people. You're not going to get everybody. And here's the thing. You may get somebody that comes to this country from one of these countries or another country who is not radicalized, who looks at America as this amazing, incredible place. And they come here. And over time, they don't feel welcomed. Over time, they struggle. They start to become embittered. they shut themselves off, and then you start to see them go into a position where they're online and they're looking at stuff, and they start thinking about America's treated me horrible, this, that, and the other. You're not going to catch everybody. It's not going to happen. There are people in this country right now that want to do harm to us, that at some point in time they're going to try something and or they're going to succeed. Now, is it 9/11 again? I don't think so. Is it going to be bad? There's a possibility we could have another attack like we had in San Bernardino or the Pulse nightclub. We can have a attack like the Baklavan Theater. That's absolutely possible. But you're not going to catch everybody. And we don't want to be this xenophobic nation that shuts everybody out. There's a lot of great people here that are here from different countries. And there's a lot of great people that want to come here. But we need to figure out what's the right vetting system to get people here. And we also need to say, if you're coming here and you want to be a part of this, then you got to be a part of it. You got to be a part of it. Embrace the apple pie. Embrace the 4th of July. Embrace all of the things that make America great, because there's a reason you're running from your nation or you want to leave your nation. Embrace the capitalism. Embrace the freedoms. Embrace all of those things. Learn English. It's going to help you. Somebody will say that's racist. I don't care. It's the truth. If I went to Spain today and I was going to be there for a long period of time, I'd learn Spanish. When I lived in Europe and I played soccer, when I used to talk to my friends who were successful on the continent, as we used to call it, and the ones that weren't, the ones that were acclimated themselves to the society they went to. Italy, Germany, France, Belgium, wherever they went, they acclimated themselves. They learned the language. They learned everything they possibly could. They lived as if they were a native-born person in that country. The ones who struggled were the ones who went there and were like, I'm English, I don't care, you'll learn my language, blah, 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 blah. They struggled, they got homesick, they came home. But I don't think we can put a pause on immigration. But we need to fix it. And the travel moratorium, I think, is a good thing. I think we could figure it out in 60 days if what's going on and what has happened in the past is really something where, you know what, we look at the vetting process. Because remember, when you go after the vetting process, you're not just going after the administration. You're going after the people in our government that are doing all they can to protect us. There's bad actors out there. People will get through. People are going to get through. It's horrible and it's sad, but people are going to get through. No matter how good your vetting process is, the only way that's not happening is if you have zero immigration whatsoever. And I will tell you this right now. And this is where I get pissed off about illegal immigration. And there are more people that are coming here from places like El Salvador as part of MS-13 and coming here, and they're setting up shop, and they're causing more hell. They're killing more people. They're spreading more terror than people that are refugees from a lot of these places. Absolutely. They are killing people. They're dealing drugs. They're doing a lot of things. I worry more about that than a lot of this other stuff. Because a lot of this other stuff is just noise. It's all it is noise. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Call us as well, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844 344-2423. Chad Benson Show. Looked into my space, stamped a
number over my face, and it sent me running. Blah, 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 blah. He's Chad Benson.
You text the program, 323-538-2423. Jeff Sessions, now the Attorney General, has just been confirmed. Still waiting on the Ninth Circuit Court on the travel moratorium or the travel ban. What their ruling's going to be. You can call the program 844-DIG-CHAD. Mike, Santa Barbara, what's happening?
Hey, Chad. Just driving home from work. I listened to the previous caller talking about immigration, and So I work in construction up here in Santa Barbara, and so I'm around a lot of immigrants throughout the day, and I'll sit and talk to them at lunch, and I ask them, you know, why do you guys not try to learn to speak English, and why do you not try to assimilate? And overwhelmingly, they always tell me, we're not here to become Americans, we're here to work. And that's, you know, their whole deal is they're coming here to work and to make money. And they tell me, they go, the last thing on their mind is assimilating, learning the language, getting educated. They're here to make money. And I think that's the difference between a lot of the immigrants today versus, like, let's say my great-grandparents. When they came here, it was an honor to be here in America. And the first thing they did is learn English and learn the history of our country and become assimilated. And I think there's just, you know, a difference now with today's immigrants, at least here in California, a lot of them are strictly here for the money.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. You know what? I would say that they're the booty call. They don't want anything other than that. They're not looking for a long-term relationship. They're not looking to get married. They're the booty call. And America's the booty, and they take that money, and they send it all back home, and they take care of their family and friends. And sometimes they learn to love the country. They don't hate the country. They realize that this is where the booty is. You know? This is where the booty is, so they're going to come here. John, what's happening?
Good evening, Chad. Hey, the ostensibly the reason for the travel moratorium is because of the existing threat of terrorism, which there really isn't any. If you think about it, there's no data to support that. 1,000 people die from shooting each other. It's maybe a handful of people die from terrorism. So you're going to apply the same logic. You know, why not just ban guns for 120 days until we get the law straight and figure out what's going on? You know, it doesn't make any sense to me to apply it in one sector of society and not another.
Or ladders. That's what I say. How many people die from ladders or opioids or all of these other things? I mean, we can look around and it's such a minute, small little amount of people that are killed or wounded every year on our soil by people that are here to do horrible things and want to try to destroy America. But, yeah, I mean, I understand completely, and that's the way I feel. Look, is there a reason that we should worry about ISIS? Yes, because if given their druthers, they would do all they can to destroy us. So we have to be wary. We have to take the fight to them. And we do have to do that. At the same time, we can use some common sense and take a look at everything in a much more expedient way and get this thing handled so we can get back to having, you know, having people come to our shores that want to be here. And these refugees, trust me, they want to be here, a good portion of them. They're not here because they're here for booty call. They're here because they know that this is a land of opportunity. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. And people say, Chad, well, you know, why aren't you, like, wanting all the people banned? Because I don't. I look at people. I've been fortunate enough. Many of you haven't. I've been fortunate enough to live around the world. I love my country more than anything. But I also love the way other people look at our country. Yes, people are jealous and they're pissed and they're angry at times, and sometimes we're like that giant, huge dog that, you know, it's got its tail wagging and it turns and it knocks everything off your table. Sometimes we do that. We've made some missteps. I won't lie. I'm not going to sit here and say that we haven't made some missteps in life, but I will tell you this. This is the greatest place on earth. And when you see people who come here from different countries, I grew up in Long Beach, California. I grew up in a time and an era when I was in junior high and high school, where we had an influx of what we called at that time boat people. They were people from Cambodia and Laos who had escaped Khmer Rouge and Pol Pot and came over to this country. And they loved this country like you couldn't believe. They assimilated faster than I'd seen anybody. Within 6 months, they were fluent in English. They were soaking up the knowledge, and they were sponges. Were there some bad eggs in there? Yes. Could you blame them from where they came from? No. But were they a plus, a net gain for us as a society? I think so. Absolutely. I would like to see more assimilation, but that comes on all sides, right? You can't just say, I want assimilation in this country and you guys need to assimilate when nobody's willing to, you know, it's tough. I've been there. Man, I've been to some countries where I don't speak English, and they don't speak English, and I've struggled. You try your hardest. But look, we can do the right thing. We can be that country that I know we can be and that we are. But yes, we got to take care of ourselves. Yes, we have to protect ourselves. We have to look around. But do we have to go to the point where we're so outrageous in our thought process? When we look around, and this goes for the left too. You're worried about 109 people that were tainted at an airport, yet there's 40-some thousand homeless vets tonight who are going to be sleeping outside. You don't seem to give a rat's ass about that. Misguided, misplaced. Carter, what's happening? Oh, we lost Carter. You could call. You can call the show. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. You can text the program as well. And I know I'm going to get a lot of people say, you know, oh, Chad, you're a horrible person. You just don't understand. It's not what America's about. No, let me tell you something. America is this amazing idea. It's the greatest idea in the history of the world. And we have welcomed people here. And we need to pick and choose who we're going to welcome here. Yes. We also need to know who's here. Absolutely. But we shouldn't oversell certain threats. That's what governments have done forever and a day. They oversell something because the more they oversell something, the more control they have of stuff. Immigration can be done right. But you got to be willing to have two parties who want to actually solve a problem. I want to solve the problem. You want to solve the problem. I think Trump wants to solve the problem and he wants to keep us safe. And I'm behind him 110%. But if this becomes a ban for life, then we need to sit down and have a real discussion about this. But if this is a temporary moratorium, which I think it is, then all of this freaking out on the left side is for naught either. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can check out the podcast as well. We're going to flip the script, if you will. We're going to bob and weave. We're going to talk about Obamacare. And what happened last night as they faced off Sanders and Cruz? It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Oh, happy, happy hump day. You text the program. Somebody asks a question. How has somebody live here for 13 years, own a house and a business, and not American citizen? Maybe they're in the, maybe they're in line. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. Some people don't choose to become American citizens. They don't want to lose their you know, passport from another country. Maybe they won't allow them to have a full passport. Some countries don't allow that. So, and maybe they're in line trying to become a citizen, and it takes a while. It's not easy. It's not overnight. I've heard stories of how long it's taken some people. It took my grandfather a long time to become a citizen. He did everything correctly. Everything correctly. It's not overnight. Sometimes it's like the luck of the draw, I guess. Some people get in sooner. Some people don't. Don't know the, but there's a lot of people out there. You may deal with people every single day that aren't citizens, but live here, own a home, own a business. Absolutely. You just never thought to ask because you just always assumed. Never assume. Never assume. Last night there was a town hall hyper-focusing on Obamacare, which now it looks like it's going to be a year plus before this thing is completely repealed and replaced, if not longer. I told you it was going to be 18 to 24 months. It was not going to be easy. I told you that. I mean, you are untangling a web of craziness and everything else. So, Mr. Theodore Cruz and Bernard Sanders squared off in a town hall meeting last night, and it was very interesting. It was very interesting indeed. There was times when they seemed to agree, and there was times when obviously they were on polar opposites sides of the fences. But Bernie was hit first with a woman who had a question. I thought it was a very good question, but I think he was a bit surprised by it.
Last year, I had a very abnormal pap smear and needed additional tests. but our plan has a $13,000 deductible before it will cover anything. So I wasn't able to afford to get those tests done. My plan premiums plus deductible cost over $25,000 for the year, and it covers little more than basic preventative services. Senator Sanders, my question is, why should we, my family, be forced to pay so much money for an insurance plan that is essentially useless and good. Doesn't do anything family, for me?
Melissa, you ask a great question, and the answer is it is totally absurd. It is totally absurd. But the real question we should be asking, well, Melissa is talking about an outrageous deductible, right?
Yes.
So it prevents you from going to the doctor when you should be going. The real question, which is never talked about or very rarely talked about, is why we end up spending as a nation twice as much per capita on health care as do the people of any other country. Now, if you were in Canada, you know what? You would get the health care that you needed. If you were in the UK, France, Germany, Scandinavia, you would get the health care you need as a right of being a citizen in this country.
Bernie, I don't live there. I live here. This whole thing was you guys said this was going to be cheaper. This was going to keep costs down. This was going to be better for everybody. ACA, the Affordable Health Care Act. This is the Affordable Care Act. This is it. This is what it was all about. This was it. This is what it was about. I don't live in Canada or the UK, Melissa. I don't. I live here. She's right. It's outrageous. It is. Cruz fired back, and I think he's 100% right on this election and what one of the big things was in this election.
If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Again, millions discovered that wasn't true. And President Obama promised the American people the average family's premiums would drop $2,500. Not only wasn't that true, but the average family's premiums have risen $5,000. That's why people are unhappy with this disaster of a law, because it's driven up the cost of health care. It's reduced your choice. It's reduced your freedom. And this last election was a referendum on Obamacare, and the American people quite rightly decided this plan isn't working.
No, it's not. You know, when I talk about health care and when I talk to people about health care, very rarely is it about the care they get. It's about the expense. It's about the expense. We're a cost nation, meaning we base a lot of stuff on cost. Who's going to get to build your roof? Probably the cheapest. We go into places like Walmart because they stock them deep and sell them cheap. We go to other places nowadays and we go, let's go try this on. I really like it. Ooh, I found it cheaper on Amazon. We like things cheap. Healthcare is not cheap. Not only is it not cheap, nowadays to even be able to afford it, it's unusable. Because your deductible, of which you're probably never going to ever use, and if you do, I feel sorry for you, is so outrageous. The care, by and large, is great. It's amazing. The care in America is incredible. It is absolutely incredible. Could we improve in some things? Yes. But when we talk about stuff like improving, you know where it is? It's on the cost. It's on the way that we deal with patients because we don't have enough time, because we got to get them in and out. Producer Anthony went to a doctor's appointment today. Nurse walks by, knocks on the door, says, you got 5 minutes. 5 minutes. That's with the doctor in there. Doc, you only got so much time. Because the doctor would like to spend more time. The fact is we love costs. We like cheap things. That's what we want in our life, right? We want to get everything as we can as cheap as possible. We don't want to spend more. Look at America, right? Why would I buy something here, even though it's made in America and it should be great, but it costs $650 when I could buy something that does the same thing and it was made somewhere else and it's only going to cost us $300? Very rarely is it about the care you get. It's always about the cost of the plan. It's what the Democrats missed. It's about the cost of the plan. It's not about the care. And even then, right? Democrats are excited because people have insurance. But just because you have insurance doesn't mean it's great insurance. Because you can't afford anything that would be remotely usable. You got to get something with a deductible that's so far out of reach that you better hope you get into a car accident just so you can use it. It's cost. This referendum, as Ted Cruz put it there, there was a lot of things in this. It just wasn't all about Obamacare, but it plays into the economy side of things. We like things cheap, and we want to make more money. Simple as that. Simple as that. Sanders asked Cruz about if Americans are entitled to this.
Is every American entitled, and I underlined that word, to health care as a right of being an American? Yes or no?
You know, I'm glad you asked that. You know, right is a word you use a lot. Let's talk about what rights are. Rights mean you have a right for government not to mess with you, for government not to do things with you. If you look at the Bill of Rights, free speech means the government can't silence you when you're speaking. Religious liberty means the government can't control who you worship, what your faith is. The Second Amendment means the government can't take away your guns. Those are rights. You know, what the Declaration of Independence said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So what is a right is access to health care. What is a right is choosing your own doctor. And if you believe health care is a right, why on earth did you help write Obamacare that caused 6 million people to have their health insurance canceled, that had them lose their doctors, have people like LaRonda who can't get health insurance, can't afford premiums?
Start.
You're denying her what you say is her right.
Yeah. Is it a right? Look, I think as human beings, we should take care of one another. I think as human beings, we absolutely should. As Americans, 110%. But is driving a car a right? Or is it a privilege? Well, Chad, it shouldn't be for the privilege. A lot of people throw that stuff out there. Is it a right? I don't know. Do you think it's a right? I think we need to do better taking care of ourselves, and I think we need to do better at finding fixes sooner rather than later. You're not going to please everybody. You're going to piss some people off, and that's okay. A lot of people scream, it's a right, it's a right, it's a right. Everybody gets to decide what everybody else's rights are. No, we shouldn't let people die. No, we shouldn't let the sick not get treated. No, we shouldn't do any of those things. As Americans, as human beings, absolutely, we need to start doing better for one another. That's one of the reasons I want the government out of my business. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Mary, what's happening?
My question is that it bothers me. The attorney's fees and the attorney lawsuits contribute to the high cost of drugs being passed, doctors and in their insurance, the insurance companies. Why, well, other than that all the Senate and Congress are made up of attorneys, why will we not attack or address tort reform? No one will address it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate your call. 110%. All of it adds up. It all piles on to something, Mary. Everything piles on. It's another little thing and another little thing and another little thing and another little thing. It all adds up over time. And it's frustrating because that's passed on to us. By the time you see your doctor, 95 people have touched that piece of paper. That's passed on to us. By the time a drug gets through the FDA trials, oh, God, what a nightmare, right? How much money goes into this? All of these things add up over time. Yes, we want to have regulations, but over-regulations? There's ways we can fix this, but are we willing to address it? Because everybody lives in fear. And guess what? And every one of these people that are making decisions also knows a lobbyist, and a lobbyist has helped them in some way, shape, or form. Something else to think about. It's all about the money. The money they get and the money we have to pay that doesn't really help us. Speaking of helping, I love to help. I'm a helper. That's what I do. This Valentine's Day, can I give you something? How about a free job placement on ZipRecruiter.com? Oh, Chad, I'm in love. I know, right? If you're hiring right now, you don't know where to post your job. You're looking for the best candidate. It's frustrating out there. And you don't want to post your job in one or two places. It takes forever. And you're not going to get a huge pool of people, especially decent people. Well, why not go to ZipRecruiter.com? You can post your job with one click. Boom. 200 plus job sites, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. Bam. Right there for you. You can find candidates at any city, industry, nationwide. Just post once. Watch those qualified candidates. Roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 100, tons of Fortune 100 companies, over thousands upon thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And we use it here. I use it for my company. It is amazing. Right now, my listeners of The Chad Benson Show can post their job for free. I told you, it's my Valentine's present to you. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, Chad Benson's Valentine's Day present to you. ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free today. Let's wrap it up straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
We are wrapping it up, talking about health care. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Kevin, let's go, my man. You got about 45 seconds. Let's hear it.
Healthcare is not a right. It's a service you can buy. And the easiest way to tell the difference between a right and a privilege is I can have every single one of my rights in the Constitution, and they require absolutely nothing of my neighbor. My neighbor doesn't have to buy me a megaphone for my speech. He doesn't have to pay for my moving truck when I want to travel. He doesn't have to pay for the gas in my car. My rights require absolutely nothing of my neighbor.
Right on, my man. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. No, your rights don't. You know what? And your rights are your rights. But is there, should it be a privilege, though? Should only people with means be able to have health care? That's the question that needs to be asked. That's the question right there. 844-DIG-JAG. Jeremy, let's go, my man. What's happening?
Hey, what's wrong, buddy?
Just chilling, my man.
Can you hear me?
Yep, hey, I can hear you. Fire away.
I'd say no, it's not. Yeah, it's not a right. It's a privilege.
Yeah, yeah. But it's about money, and that's just it. I appreciate your call, man. We got to jump. Let me tell you something. I think this is the problem that messaging comes across, is it shouldn't be a privilege, right? Because privilege makes it sound like it's a dirty thing, like only the wealthy, only people with means are allowed to have it. Not poor people. No, there's got to be better messaging, and there's got to be a better way to put this thing together. I mean, we have done so much. We've come so far as a country in such a small, we are not even 300 years old as a nation. And when you look around the world and see how advanced we are comparatively to the rest of the world that has been around for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years, and we can't sort this out in a way that is both going to give us the best health care at a price that's affordable and has a capitalistic side to it, then we are idiots. We can. I know we can. It's absolutely out there. But it's who's willing to take up the fight for this in a way that is real. Not in a way that appeases, you know, a base of people. Not in a way that appeases a bunch of lobbyists and insurance companies. But a way that everybody could benefit. Will it be perfect? No. Nothing ever is perfect. But will it be better than what we have now? Absolutely. But do we have anybody with the stones to do that? That's what I want to know. Anybody who's willing to stand up and go against party lines anybody who's willing to stand up and go against the conventional wisdom that hasn't really done us any, you know, anything good, until we find that person, we're going to be in this situation over and over again, trying to figure out how to back out of Obamacare, trying to figure out how to keep down premiums in the old-fashioned way. It's time for us to think outside the box and to do something real that has long-term benefits for all of us. Shouldn't be this hard. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. You can always text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We have a podcast. You can go grab it. Go to ChadBensonShow.com and grab the podcast there. You could also go to iHeart, TuneIn Radio, and grab the podcast along the way there. For Phil, for Anthony, for Scotty, my name's Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. We got over the hump. Night-night, Jack.